Tuesday. She loves Taft.
Well, it's 1 o'clock. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. So within the agenda today, I've weighted things from what I kind of feel is the most important to kind of more getting into the weeds of things. So if people need to end up tuning out, after some time, please feel free to do what you need to do. Let's go ahead and start with a roll call. Alexander Orchard.
Hi.
Hi. Alexis Adkins. Anna Kephart. Oh, hi. Betsy Baldwin. Caitlin Wells.
Hello.
Betsy's here too, sorry.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
Christy Tomacek. Devin Bradfoot.
Hi.
Hi. Eleanor Blackman. Elizabeth Wilkinson. Ella Van Holtum, Greg Farr, Jane LaBarbera, John Andres, Lavinia Chufa, Linda Hawking, Linda Sellers, Lisa Callahan, Lynn Moulton, Margaret Kidd.
Hi.
Hi. Mariella Soprano, Megan Blair, Megan Lyon, Malaka Cotman. Hi. Monique Sugimoto, Olivia Solis, Sarah Chetney, Sarah Casson, Suzanne Reller, and Thomas Allen. So thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for everybody who's catching the recording later. Thank you all for all of your work that you've done with this Staff Interface Enhancement Working Group. I think we've done a lot of great work. So I don't know whether any of you have heard any other responses, but I got one email from the Smithsonian Institution that was really excited about our project, and they said that they're implementing and they'll get back to us in December. So, all right, well, that's interesting. That doesn't quite fit with our commentary timeline, but I figure that maybe they can continue to engage our recommendations in a dialogue. And I'm sure the rest of the community will do so going forward, even if that time frame, even if the official call for commentary has ended. Which goes into another question of, do people feel like maybe we should extend this call for commentary?
So, this is Maya. I think so. I mean, this is really a very busy time of the year for everybody, you know, the holidays and so on. So maybe we should allow a few more weeks. I think there will be a pace picking up again at the beginning, I mean, from next week, and then it will slow down again within two or three. So I think we should take that in consideration.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good. Does anybody else feel the same too?
Well, I wonder, do you mean commentary from us, from within, or from outside of the group?
Well, that's a good question, right? Because I keep throwing up a bunch of my ideas on the brainstorming page.
I seem to not have the most recent brainstorming page. There's like one thing on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me send you the link.
Thank you. That would be great. Right. I'm sorry. I don't know how I'm not being able to stay caught up.
So if you also click on the recommendations folder, you may be able to get at least a view only access. I would think if you're logged in, then it should adjust your permissions.
Oh, you know what? I may have just mistakenly thought there was only one page. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ideas, and not all of it was from me, so I was happy about that. But yes, it is true. I think it's going to be a little challenging, especially for some people, to stop making suggestions. I was primarily thinking about a commentary for the rest of the Archive Space community as far as commenting on our docs, and then we work to incorporate their feedback. So I was kind of also feeling that maybe we should extend the deadline a little. In my first email, I had said until December 1st, I think. And so if we go 2 weeks out from now, it's December 5th, which still is about another 4 days from earlier. So should we perhaps say December 12th, which is kind of in the middle, it's the middle of between our meetings, which would give us a full week to continue to incorporate their suggestions with the deadline of submitting our final recommendations on the 19th. Does that sound okay to people?
The 19th of December?
Yes.
Yikes.
So I was in touch with Christine about what this would look like. And so maybe you guys have gotten some invites about editing on Confluence. And so you can see that I tried to copy and paste our documents in there. And then to my shock, I realized that none of the embedded images came over too. So that's tricky. So the path of least resistance, which Christine Kim and Christine DiBella recommended to me, was that we could just download our folder of recommendations in PDF or Word, and then just upload it there. And maybe if we have time, if we really want to, then we can screenshot those visuals, our wireframes that we already did, and try to put it up there. That would be more of a plus than well, that would be only if we have the time and energy for it. So what do you folks think about that, as far as just uploading documents that people can download and look at, and maybe they can submit their comments, additional comments, as comments on that Confluence page?
This is Alexandra. I think that that's fine and a good compromise, especially for giving people extra time to provide their input.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So deadline for commentary on the 12th. In the meantime, let's keep refining our documentation, and then we'll plan to download everything and upload it into Confluence by the 19th.
Can I suggest that we do not send any more emails for asking for commentary until the beginning of next week, because they will get lost this week. Anything that comes, it will just pile up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So earlier in my my last email to the whole group, I was suggesting that I could send out an email with let's see, that call for comments again with those brief summaries. And so, Mariella, you say to hold off until after Thanksgiving break, so it's at the top of the pile.
That's right.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds really good. All right, so we'll do. And then also I was looking at our survey that we had started to work on that we thought about sending out. It seems like kind of from the lack of participation that I see through the member list, that maybe engaging in conversations, like say for example, if your group has some questions about various aspects that need some other input, it may be good just to go ahead and contact the member list directly and just start conversations. This way people can chime in and say, well, this is what I'm kind of thinking, and then somebody else can say, well, actually I was thinking that and even more. So that's my thought. My thought was to go the route of directly, feel free to pass along your questions directly to the member list, so you don't have to worry or wait for me to do it. And like, for example, I saw on the user permissions page, there was talk about survey questions. And so if you feel like you've got some questions, please directly. And so this goes into my questions about, so we're in the final stretch, and we've been in the final stretch for a long time, and we're going to submit these recommendations. And are we making enough recommendations? Are we making the recommendations we want to make too? So this is something that, as you look over our recommendations and look over other groups' recommendations, you might want to keep that in the back of your mind. And so like in the survey, and I probably should send out a link to that survey if I can find it, there was a question about EAD tags. I think it's possible to do EAD tags for everything. Like it doesn't really validate these tags. Like you can make any kind of bogus tag actually. But it was like for formatting, for the env render and stuff like that. And so then my question is, what if we go for broke and ask for a rich text? like note fields. So that way if people don't know how to do the HTML tags, then they can just easily, as in like a word processor, make their notes bold or italicized or things like that.
Those sound like good ideas. One thing about the survey, I wonder if it might be worth, after sending out the request for people to comment, to send out a request to see if people would like, prefer a survey. Mm-hmm. They look at material, or both, anyway.
Or we could just send out the survey and just figure that people will respond through any means that they feel comfortable. So maybe it would be a good idea to continue with the survey and just see what kind of responses we can get from both places.
That's a good idea, because a lot of times people don't respond to surveys. So getting feedback from both sides sounds good.
Okay.
Two things. One, first of all, can I redirect me to the survey, please? It's not in the folder recommendations, right?
No, actually, I don't know where surveys live in the Google host. let's see here. I can try to add you as a collaborator. So I'll do that after the meeting.
Okay, my only question about surveys, I don't know about you guys, and probably I'm in too many lists. So I'm getting a survey almost one a day. And I tend to miss them because I get too many of them. So is there a way of flagging this in such a way that people like myself do not skip it?
Well, I could be a little tough, and I could mark that second call for commentary and the survey. Well, I could put it in the same email, so it's one less thing that people have to delete, but then mark it important. So at least in Outlook, that gives a kind of big red banner across it. So I'll plan to do that.
Yeah, that would be great. I think that would be a very nice addition, because anything that sticks out and gets the attention out of the many emails one gets, I think that would be good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So we'll do. So I got a little sidetracked from the agenda there. So in talking with Christine DiBella about moving forward with recommendations, she said that once these recommendations are submitted, that the Archive Space team, meaning her and Lainey and some other people, will comb through it all during the winter break and decide how it can be broken down best. And then she thought what would be helpful is if a core group of people continue on with the project into the next semester. So this core group of people would be people that the developers would consult about questions about interpretations of our recommendations and also for testing. So if people are interested in staying on this project into the next semester, let me know. You can private email me. You can just get in touch anyhow. You can chat here. I'm trying to decide whether it should be an opt-in or opt-out for the rest of the group, because I don't want to continue spamming your email into this next year too, especially if you've got other projects that you all need to move on to. So should we plan to, after submitting our recommendations, plan on anybody who hasn't contacted me just opt out and say thank you, and then you guys go on your way? Okay.
This is again Mariella. I would actually give the... I would assume then people stay on unless they opt out.
Okay. All right. Yep, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
Great. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are so dedicated to this project. So this is great, and this helps a lot reduce the pressure for a small amount of people too. So the more people that stay involved who have the same vision, I think will make it easier on everybody, hopefully. All right, so let's see here. So now just moving on to addressing other issues and ideas. We already talked about the rich text editor. Do you think data entry folks, would you guys be willing to tackle that if you're interested? I don't know if anybody from data entry is here at this meeting right now. So,
can you repeat that?
So this was going along some of the brainstorming stuff. So on the brainstorming document, I don't know actually whether it's, I already put the link right here. This was just my earlier question about, say in our survey, we talked about enabling EAD and HTML tags for formatting, but why not ask for just a rich text editor in general for notes? And then also in the brainstorming document, there's a lot of other topics too. One thing that I was meaning to look into more is the batch find and replace feature, which I was trying to play around with it, but I was a little afraid to, because it says it can kill your database. But I thought it was kind of interesting how it only seems to work within a specific resource. So on that brainstorming page also, I included a kind of scary screenshot of some data entry where a student copied and pasted stuff but left a hanging space, creating this epic list of squares after all of the text. So that's one thing about trying to like clean up the database, which could be possible through that bulk editing, but also if somebody is wanting to do like a string search for hanging, like trailing white spaces in general after titles across the entire database, that might be something, a powerful tool if we can figure out how to articulate it. Sorry, I'm rambling. Another question I had was about the material type role, about say if people want to have more detailed tags. So instead of just visual materials, say paintings or framed objects or three-dimensional objects or something that could be an easy way for a repository to facet out materials that need specialized conservation or storage treatment. So anyway, have a look at the brainstorming document and also check back on your group pages in case there's any comments that slipped in that you weren't alerted to. Does anybody have any ideas or issues that they'd like to discuss right now?
I have been thinking recently about whether it would be beneficial to be able to change the size of the fields, not only where they are, but so that if you have the list on the right or on the left of to like drill down into by subject or whatever, that you could be able to make that very small if you wanted because you weren't using it. And then you could have more resources available and more of your search results visible on your screen. I don't know if that's possible, but that was one of the things that I think you could do in Archivist Toolkit, which I appreciated. You could sort of customize it a little bit. for how you were using it. It's just a thought, and if you want, I'll just add it to the brainstorming.
Yeah, sure. Could you include a screenshot?
Sure.
It may have something to do with an idea that I had put up on the visual layout spec about having various resizing boxes for the
team. Oh, yeah. For notes? For anything.
Potentially for anything. And, you know, honestly, I don't know how well that would fly as far mm-hmm. as accessibility. It is pointing to, like, the challenge of not being able to keep track of where you are in the hierarchy, as well as needing to find location information or something like that more easy. I don't know. So yes, if you've got ideas, feel free to add them to the brainstorming document. And it might be good for teams to look over that document too and kind of go, okay, that kind of fits into data entry. Okay, this one kind of fits into more navigation area. Let's see, digital objects. There was a lot of discussion recently on the member list about digital objects. Are a lot of you, do you get those emails on the member list?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's really helpful. It's really interesting to see what people are saying over there and all of the perspectives they have. Linda Hawking put in a lot of really helpful information on that brainstorming document about digital objects. And unfortunately, my repository hasn't gotten around to adding any myself. So if anybody has more experience with digital objects and knows more of what she's talking about and how to potentially fix it, please, please, please go ahead and build it up, because there may potentially in the future, like Christine DiBella mentioned, be a working group to address it, but it's currently not scheduled yet. So if we have any little simple fixes that can help make this a little bit more user-friendly, then the usability part fits within our scope. So now's a chance. So let's make some specs. Sorry about that.
Unfortunately, I don't have the capability of using them, although I desperately want to use digital objects. We don't have a designated server to keep. Yeah, it's driving me crazy. It slows it down a lot, because there's lots of things that would be very useful to attach. And not have to re-enter the data in archive space. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to see if I can maybe do a test, if somebody can lend me some space in a server or something so that I could actually be trying it out. Because I think it really is worthwhile mm-hmm. to have people who are using it actively give their input. So I think I'll try that.
Yeah, so this is something that Linda also mentioned. It sounds like Archon was able to host those images. I'm not, 100% sure. People who used Archivist Toolkit, do you know, did Archivist Toolkit handle this, or was it always through an outside server too for you guys?
I never used Archivist Toolkit to do that. I didn't know of it having a capability to do that. Or our repository did not make that function work. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I didn't use I used Archivist Toolkit, but we didn't use it for digital objects, but I think they were hosted outside if you did.
Linda suggested that all right, so this is not really about the Archive Space program, but she suggested if it was an easy option for Lyrisys to host some of this digital objects, it would make small shops be able to implement this more. So potentially that might be something to throw in with any recommendations that we are able to come up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Just
for small shops, especially. Yeah.
Hi, this is Marielle again. We use digital objects up to now. First of all, we haven't used, I mean, we are archive space only. We didn't use Archon or Archivist Toolkit before. But we do use digital objects for connecting to links, so for URL links. And we are also planning to hope to use digital objects for metadata of objects that they sit into Islandora. We have a couple of collections where we have digitized the whole collection. The collection is metadata, scripting metadata is pulled in from the finding aid. And the finding aid sits into archive space, but the actual objects are saved into Islandora. And the hope is to link those, because at the moment we have metadata sitting in both archive space and Islandora, and it's redundant, right? The mods metadata, it's less comprehensive in Islandora than what we could have put in archive space. Mm-hmm. This is very much a work in progress, and any additional input we can have, we'd be happy to participate into this discussion more, because we see this as the future of being able to maximize the use of digital objects connected to resources and then connected to the DAMS repository. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the brainstorming doc, so they talked about how, well, that's interesting to hear that the mods for Islandora is not as robust as archive space, because one thing I was noticing within archive space is that there appears to be less fields available for digital objects as opposed to, say, creating resource records. So I wasn't sure if that was a problem.
The thing I'm actually more thinking about is the mods. First of all, I don't like mods, and I find it wants to be a compromise between some sort of catalog record and old-fashioned sort of book records. And archive space allows you to enter a lot more technical details then at least the mods for reduce. Maybe there are other ways to do this. And plus, archive space allows you to put your digital objects in the context of the description of the collection, which mods doesn't, mods in Islandora, the way we use it, that doesn't do that. So if I had to do without one of the two, I would do without the mods, and I would use whatever I can retrieve from Islandora, from archive space, sorry. So I would remove Islandora and from the metadata, and I would use archive space instead.
Yeah, it would be nice to have more of a one-stop shop. And then what Linda also mentioned is it sounds like sometimes the exporting of metadata doesn't always seamlessly crosswalk into other platforms as well. So interesting to think about. If people are doing that and you have the time and interest to try to identify what specifically the issues are, that would be helpful. Okay, let's see here. Another thing that I noticed having to do with metadata is, I don't know whether anybody else encounters this issue, but say, for example, if I search, then you have those little radio buttons to select the several archival objects, and then there's that option to download the CSV. And so I would think that if I select certain archival objects, whether they're, you know, smaller or full resources, that only those would export. But actually, it seems like everything does regardless. So I don't know whether it's just my instance or if anybody else notices that too. But I think that's a room for improvement right there.
That's a bug and it's on Jira.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Malaka. All right. I'm glad that's logged in. Cool. Malaka, if you happen to have a link to that, it would be great if you could add it to the chat. But, you know, if you've got too much going on, that's fine too. So let's see here. Another idea that I was thinking about more was how flexible RDE could be. So whether it would be possible, for example, to start typing in the title of a column, say, for example, if you need to add a second top container or more. So say if you're creating an inventory with homogeneous records that span multiple top containers, then currently you have to go back and add the other top containers later. Something to think about, as well as potentially adding locations for each of those top containers, which I guess could be added through the top container overlay too. Let's see here. Another one was about editing the default values. Say repository managers have the ability to kind of auto-populate a template, even though it's not called a template right now, for resource records, digital objects, accessions, etc. Do we want to have a place where they can be accessed, like a central point of templates? Because right now, the navigation to get to those templates is a little confusing sometimes. Okay, well, potentially under something like system preferences. And I'm just going down the list of stuff that I have here. If other people have other things they want to talk about too, feel free to jump in. This is kind of a pet peeve of mine that I've been trying to figure out for the last several years, is about the approximate, inferred, and questionable date labels. I'm really interested to know what they actually do and what their function actually is, because I'm still not sure if they actually publish yet. And then there was another question about reordering modules and data fields, both within simple data entry and RDE. Oh, Alexandra, you say you have an ongoing debate about the date labels with a coworker. I hear you. I mean, I feel really ambiguous about the approximate, inferred, and questionable dates. Yeah, so Alexander said, yeah, why is there anything other than approximate?
It goes back to cataloging rules.
Oh, okay.
Inferred, for example, if you have a book that you got in your library in 1965.
Uh-huh.
Could infer that it was published before 1965, which is not the same as questionable, where like you see in 197 and then you can't read that last digit, so you're just guessing, then that's questionable. And then
okay.
Approximate is your use of surplus.
Okay, well, great. Well, I really appreciate that clarification, Malaka. Thank you. I think that's really helpful. Going down. Following that idea a little bit more about how helpful it is to have these drop-down menus for controlling typos and also for faceting ideas like that between approximate, inferred, and questionable. I think one of our recommendations may be that of having the language drop-down in the finding aid language be a drop-down menu. If there's other things too like that, to continue to streamline the data and make it free of typos, Keep thinking those up. All right, let's see here. So about the reordering the modules within RDE and the simple data entry, this is a question that I have, which I don't know if other people have any answers to, but I'm a little uncertain about, say if you do reorder the columns in RDE and say you just want the date and the title, then you want the top container, and then you want the date, and then you want the notes or something like that, just moving things around. Does that have any effect on how it translates visibly? For example, is that specifically only for data entry that then gets reorganized by the repository settings? Does anybody know? So that level of customization makes me nervous, but maybe there's no problem there. So I just wanted to check. Okay, I don't know. And so that's come to the end of my little list of questions and issues. So does anybody else have anything else they'd like to bring up? So I got in touch with the data entry people and also with navigation, and I proposed putting together the top container issues there onto a single document. The hope is that it would be a little bit more clear for the future developers and also readers. There was a little overlap that can be resolved that way too. So this is what we were planning to do. And if anybody has any objections, just let us know.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, great, thanks. And so this goes into another question too, potentially, about subjects and agents. Do people feel like maybe creating documents devoted to these areas, subjects, agents, and access points would make sense too. For some of our groups like navigation, visual layout, it encompasses a lot of areas. So maybe it would make more sense to bring those together as well. If so, I would recommend copying from the documents and just mocking it up. You can create a new doc in the draft recommendations folder and just see how it looks together, and then and try to polish it up from there. And then I would get in touch with the rest of the group, say, this is what I'm planning on doing. Here's a link to what I've done. Does it look okay? And if people say it's looking pretty good, then we can move that into the final recommendations folder and delete the stuff that was copied from. So Alexandra also says it would make a lot of sense to users if the spec content is grouped similarly to the application. Okay. All right. Would some people be willing to tackle the subjects, agents, and access points to try to mock together bringing it up? I might try it. Okay, great, Alexandra, thank you. And so Alexandra, or if anybody else wants to start it, I'd say feel free to follow up with the rest of the group, say, This is the link to this document I'm starting to create. If anybody else wants to help me, please go ahead and jump in. Okay, good. And then I was thinking also about customization and search. The customization team has done a really, really nice job on fleshing out the search recommendations, and I really wish that there was a more clear way of highlighting that. I don't know whether it's just moving the name around, maybe saying search and customizations and feature requests, but maybe we can explore that too. So customization team, I'll let you take the lead on that. You know, if you'd prefer to leave things as they are, that's fine too. Okay, well, I think that's basically it for now. So keep polishing your specs. Does anybody have any questions going forward? So after the break, I will resend the call for comments. We'll extend the deadline until the 12th. We'll plan on submitting our final recommendations on at our next meeting or after our next meeting on December 19th. And then we'll plan to just opt in unless people opt out on continuing forward and seeing how this goes.
Would it make any sense to have another meeting next week on Tuesday before you send out the information? Or is that just adding too much? It's just a thought as an extra meeting for anyone who wants to take part or who has made a new recommendation or just to check in and see if there are any points that need to be made. I understand if you're reluctant. That's fine. Yeah.
So what I would suggest is take a look at that let's see here, call for comments. So this is the draft email I had sent earlier. I, for the most part, copied in the overviews of each of the specs. I don't currently have overviews for shortcut keys for Archive Space Command. So if you guys have some highlights of you're really excited that because of these capabilities, you'll be able to really increase the efficiency of staff using the program. And here are some highlights, like two or three. That would be great if you could add that. No pressure if you don't get around to it. And also the same for permissions. So I'm thinking about just deriving something. It seems like permissions, the key point there appears to be that it's the ability to make some very granular decisions. So having some defaults, but also being able to refine those too. If I'm misinterpreting that though, please get in touch and please feel free to tweak these summaries too, or add your own. So that's what I'd recommend. That's what I'd like to do as opposed to call another meeting beforehand. Does anybody else feel like maybe we should do an extra meeting?
Okay. This is Christine Kim, and I have an idea that I just want to throw out there. So next Wednesday, the program team's hosting just like an open Zoom call, and we don't really have a set agenda. It's not like formal presentation type of thing. We kind of see it more as a people together online and see if we can talk about things. And maybe this is something we could just bring as a topic to see if we can get some more personal feedback from people if they've had a chance to look at some of the recommendations.
Great. Yes, that sounds really good. So this was an email that Christine Kim sent out. What, like last week or something like that? I was trying to copy it in, but I'm technical issues.
You know what? I have a, I posted it on the blog also. Let me throw that in here.
Okay, great. So Betsy, what I would kind of prefer to do is resend that call for commentary. And then it would be great if people would like to tune in for this this conference call and then just really engage in a dialogue with people who are interested to learn more. Does that sound okay?
Yes, it really does. I was planning on tuning into that anyway. And so that's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's see. Anything else? Christine Kim asked me to write a blog about this experience with the Staff Interface Enhancement Working Group. I'm a little behind schedule, so I'm planning to send out a draft to you all, and then you please feel free to weigh in on that too. So I'll see what I can do in the next couple of days about that. All right. So thanks so much for spending the majority of this hour with all of us here, talk in Archive Space. Groups, please continue to look after your spec pages to see if there's any comments, and also check the brainstorming pages. Feel free to contribute your ideas and continue to refine them. Feel free to engage both on the member list on behalf of your group, as well as on this staff interface list as well, to exchange ideas and keep developing them. Thank you. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Happy Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thanks. Bye.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.